Don't it. She blows you away. She blows hot and cold. That's what you're paying for.
One gets kind of frantic, one stays quiet as a mouse. Bikinis gleaming in the morning light, you might lose your life. They go crazy in the bedroom, baby, and they might explode your mind. Are you ready for the sex, girls? The fine, fine, super special, real sex, girls. Are you ready for the best? The niche show, big breast girl.
that I want to see and take your cigarettes. I'm not a 40-year-old battle with a housewife, batting with a terminal solution. Your face looks like a preview for September's television, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. He brought up all your children, asked you what about that? I know you said your husband's free to run off with your secretary or sit at home and kill yourself with sedatives and other pills, and you're somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. He brought up all your children, asked you what have been mad. Somebody's mama. Even if you're just a lazy, useless bum, and you married somebody's dad. He brought up all your children, else you would have been mad. Oh, you're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's, you're somebody's. You're somebody's, you're somebody's, you're somebody's. I woke up and I said, man, I got to go to the store, man. I got to get a Twinkie, you know, because that's all I wanted. So I walked out the door with Twinkies on my mind. And you know what I was saying to myself. So, you know, I went to that store. They was out of Twinkies. I went to the next store. No Twinkies. I went to every store in town. You know what? There was no Twinkies anywhere to be found. Cheeto Butler, we went up to the Bad Apple's lair, and we kicked his butt. And now we're sitting around, eating 10 million Hostess Twinkies, golden sponge cake, and cream filling. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pop the Twinkie,
That was the band Go Nuts with their cover, Hot for Twinkies. Go Nuts, a project Deke Dickerson and a couple other guys are in. And I didn't know it when it first came out because they were all under pseudonyms and the internet was still, I would say it was young, but it wasn't. I'm just inept is truly what it means. Hey, before the Go Nuts, the Riff Randalls gave us Somebody's Mom. Also, the Gleaming Spires in there. Are you ready for the sex, girls? Gleaming Spires from early 1980s. Kind of a maybe you call it a Devo offshoot or since there is a connection to that, but played you that. And what else? Oh, how about Love Kit from Chicago, Illinois, with Red Meat from the Who's Afraid of the Radio Tower. Fun facts about the band Love Kit. Eddie from the band actually played Livingston in the Ocean's 11 series. Yeah, he was an actor, and that was his other gig, was playing music. And then Ellen, who was also in the band, was in the band before that, which is a band called Rust Bucket. And Rust Bucket, that was them doing Thin Lizzy's The Toughest Street in Town, wrapping up that set of music. Again, all originally broadcast right here on WRCT, August 8th of 2008. Again, 080808 is the date on the label of that archive. Let's go back into at least one more set from that exact same show with this. How about some Cat Power? I'm feeling nude as the noon. Nude as the noon.
From the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, I'm talking with Dr. Kenneth Sell, a physician at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the co-chairman of the NIH Working Group, which has been appointed to assist in the investigation of a new disease that has seen recent widespread occurrence called Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome, or AIDS. Approximately one-third of the victims of AIDS contract a rare form of skin cancer called Kaposi's sarcoma. Dr. Sell, do you find any common pre-existing conditions among the victims of this new syndrome?
Well, this is an important point to consider, and there are very few things that seem to tie all of these groups together, with one possible exception. That is that they all seem to have suffered from one form of infection, that is hepatitis. Most of them have evidence of either now having or having had in the past hepatitis B infections. I would like to add very quickly that we do not think that this syndrome is due to a hepatitis virus infection. However, this does seem to be a common link between the groups and perhaps is associated with another cause, perhaps another virus, that might spread in a similar way in these populations and cause the severe depression of the immune system and then the subsequent complications, which are so devastating in these patients.
Is there a particular name that you give to all of these infections?
Well, the infections that occur in immunosuppressed individuals are usually called opportunistic infections. They're infections that wouldn't occur in us normally, even though we came in contact with the agents that caused the infection. But when we are suppressed and our immune system isn't functioning properly, then these agents can cause limited and sometimes very severe disease, often in these patients leading to death.
When the immune system breaks down in one of these infections, does it ever repair itself?
In this new syndrome, the AIDS syndrome, we have seen that this severe immune suppression is apparently irreversible. That is, of the cases thus far diagnosed, a high percentage have already died, and the others seem to be progressing towards death with no remission of their immune deficiency. So in that case, we have to say that the immune state is irreversible. However, I should add again that this is a new syndrome, and there may be cases that have
first
less
bite
severe apple disease
as yet. Smart. Second bite told her had a brick man's heart. The third bite told her had a strut her stuff, but she never got to the fourth bite that says enough's enough. Enough is enough, baby, I've had enough of you. Your dresses, you can keep your jewels, you can keep the color TV. Those souls just make me sick. All I'm asking you to leave me is my red joystick. My red joystick, my red joystick. All I'm asking you to leave me is my red joystick. My red joystick, my red joystick. Murdered by Cain. Abraham gave up his son to keep his wife away. And even the Lord Almighty, speaking from the trenches to the pit, spoke for all mankind when he said, take the Porsche, take the kids, take the stocks, baby, take the rugs, take those roses from my poor heart. Eve drank apple cider and Eve brewed good apple wine. Eve cooked up stewed apples, knew how to have a good time. She came into the bedroom, raised her skirts up high. She says, if a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, baby, give me a piece before I die. Hey, Eve, take a bite of my apple. I know you think you're pretty slick. And one thing I ask you to leave me is my red joystick. My red joystick. Ooh, my red joystick. All I'm asking you to leave me is my red joystick.
joystick, my red joystick, baby, my red joystick. I'm asking you to leave me as my red joystick.
Coming straight house, certain random.
The Waitresses, yeah, Akron, Ohio's own Waitresses with their song Pussy Strut, wrapping up that short set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to a program called Viva La Mock. It is a Flashback Friday. It is a Turnback Tuesday. And that set of music all originally aired here on WRCT on the Viva La Mock radio program on August 8th of 2008. What else was in that set of music? You're already asking yourself. I am already asking myself. Before the Waitresses, how about some Lou Reed? Lou Reed. Yeah, I know we kick off the show with Lou Reed, which sometimes makes me forget I can play more Lou Reed in my show. So, played you My Red Joystick. Also, and I don't even remember where I found this. Keep in mind, this show is, I'm playing, is, what, 13 years old. I found an old vinyl album talking about the AIDS epidemic, and I thought it would just be interesting to hear what the take was back in the 1980s, as it was a new disease at the time. And then I start off the entire set with some Cat Power, News is the News, just to get us to where we are now. Where are we? I don't even know. We are coming up on the bottom of the hour. It's about 20, let's say 28 past the hour right now. So I've got at least another half hour of this program to do. If I can get the full show in, I will. But I'll at least give you a two-hour Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Before I get into more music, Lord preserve us and protect us. Why? Because Mando Richard has whiskey before breakfast. He does, but you got to tune into WRCT because it is our folk and bluegrass show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It happens Wednesdays at 11 a.m. And what are you going to hear? Well, it's a folk and bluegrass show. Come on, figure it out. No, you're going to hear a wide range of folk music, traditional, contemporary, fiddle tunes, just songs galore. You can catch Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays or again at 9 a.m. on Thursdays. And it's right here on 88.3 FM. And if you want, you can stream it, wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to a show that originally aired here on the Viva La Mock radio program on August 10th of 2012. So not quite as old. It's only 9 years old. But talking about Mando Richard, let's get a couple alt country twangier. Let's get some sets in, only as the Mockster knows how to do it. Starting things off with a band out of Detroit called Blanche.
I'm a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world below. There is no toll, no sick nor danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm going home. We'll be right back.
shirt that you like to see me wear. Just like my dear old mama told me, in the end, you reap what you sow. I've been sowing seeds from Mexico to Tennessee, and I'm reaping now an awful lot of woe.
drive around town, don't see anyone around. Empty storefronts, alternative ghost town. Pedal still conjures how I feel. Got reasons to stay, a few reasons to peel. And it's weighing on me. And I sure hope I'm wrong, 'cause it ain't coming back after it's gone. Well, it's a delicate balance, and it's doing a handstand. He's as old as Jack Palance, he's up on the bandstand. There's no building back once you ruined your brand. As fresh as yesterday's coffee, got my ear to the ground. I'd be praying if I could, but it's been so long. I wish y'all missing trestles, now that they're gone. I'd rather be wrong than have it all be gone. If it all disappears, there's no reason to stay here. And if it all disappears like it does in my fears, nothing unique to be found in the strip mall town. Out of school. If all politics are local, then I guess it starts here. Got a whole lot to lose, a whole lot to fear. It's a delicate balance till they're closing the store. I mean, who needs a downtown when there's a Walmart next door? Nothing we can do, but we need to stay strong, 'cause it ain't coming back after it's gone.
Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers from a 7-inch single he put out for Record Store Day this past year. After It's Gone, the name of that track. Some pretty notable people on there. Mike Mills from REM actually plays on that. Dave Barbie, producer extraordinaire from the Athens area. Most of the Drive-By Truckers. Some great stuff before that, the old 97s. Went back to their early tracks for WIFE. I played a couple of twanged bands from Michigan, believe it or not. The Clutters in there. The Clutters from a 7-inch of theirs. And I Don't Want to Think About You Tonight. Then before that was Blanche. Blanche from their, I think, self-titled album. Nope. The album was actually called If We Can't Trust the Doctors with their version of Wayfaring Stranger.
And that wrapped up that set of music from a show from August 10th of 2012. But let's just keep it going. We've got about 15 minutes, and let's see how many songs I can squeeze in from that show with this next set of music.
Played the Blanche there in that last set of music. Blanche is fronted. It's a husband-wife team. The husband, Dan Miller, in the early 90s, went by another name. That name was Goober. Yeah, the front man of Goober and the Peas, Dan Miller. Dan Goober Miller, as he was known. This is some Goober and the Peas. If you've got a request, call me up at 412-621-WRCT.
Said, catch a ride, hey babe, I'm misfortunes of the past have been discussed. But sometimes now when she's alone in bed, taking off her clothes, she traces with her finger around the scars. It says,
we'll be right back.
Devo wrapping up that set of music here on 83FM, WRCT Pittsburgh with Mongoloid, a song that Ralph always enjoys hearing. And what's ironic is I actually played that song from a show from 2012, and that was before Ralph was born. So, Ralph, I was playing songs before you even knew you wanted to hear them. Hey, how about some Alejandro Escovedo? Played the title track from his Big Station in that set of music as well. And the Ass Ponies, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Ass Ponies, reminding you that I love Bob. And it's true. That's true. You should love Bob, too. So I'm just telling you, that's how it goes. Hey, some Goober and the Peas. Goober and the Peas with a Funky Cowboy started off that entire set of music. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza, they join you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza and hoagies and wings, but they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't offer, they do offer, but they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is located on 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK. Their website, spackbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you're interested in underwriting WRCT, yeah, maybe my show, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We are approaching the top of the hour, and this might be a very short Flashback Friday or Turnback Tuesday. We'll have to see at the top of the hour if the Mock Show is able to continue or if we're just going to replay a little bit of an older show from a few months back. Yeah, that's what happens when you hit August here on WRCT and me, the Mockster. I always appreciate you listening. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something on your mind or you've got a request. And I'll be back after this quick message.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Cold Cuts with Boy Horse Girl. Right now we're listening to Keep Driving by Boy Harsher.